USA Radio News with Wendy King.
North Korea has again test-fired missiles into the Sea of Japan. Their leader, Kim Jong-un, is also taking shots at South Korea's Moon Jae-in. Pyongyang is now saying it has no desire to talk face-to-face with South Korean officials again. President Trump has become upset with Moon, saying he hasn't done enough to rein in North Korea's aggression. House Judiciary Committee Democrats are planning to cut short their summer break and return to Washington early to work on gun violence bills. There's no word if Republicans on the committee have been invited. The action follows the mass shootings in Dayton and El Paso. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says there's only so much the House can do.
We've done our job. We've sent a bill that will save the most lives to the Senate.
President Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell have expressed a new openness to gun legislation. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There was a startling discovery found floating in the ocean in Southern California. More than 1,000 pounds of marijuana, carefully wrapped in plastic, was recovered near Santa Catalina Island. The Coast Guard reported the find. The Daily News says the Coast Guard received a tip and gathered up about 43 bales of pot, which was worth about $1 million. Federal officials are investigating where it came from. All of the international airports in the U.S. were very crowded on Friday.
Pretty frustrating. I just want to go home.
After being in the air for several hours, thousands of international passengers spent up to 3 more hours trapped in a line once they landed.
It looked crazy.
It was kind of a mess in there.
They had to wait for Customs and Border Protection to fix a computer problem. The problem forced them to process people returning to the U.S. manually, and it took a while before the computers were fixed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Speculation about Jeffrey Epstein's death has been rampant, but on Friday, the official cause of death was released from the coroner's office. They said that Epstein died by hanging himself in his cell. Epstein was awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. The New York City Medical Examiner's Office completed an autopsy and looked at other evidence in the cell. The report came one day after a defense lawyer received a letter from the Metropolitan Correctional Center clearing his client, who was in the same cell, of any wrongdoing in Epstein's first attempt to commit suicide. Economists at the Heritage Foundation have calculated the average American is now $240,000 in debt due to the government's unfunded obligations. USA's John Clemens reports.
That obligation is the money the government doesn't have, but nonetheless promised to spend. I spoke to Heritage Foundation economist Rachel Gresler, who says it would be mathematically impossible to pay for the progressive agenda by taxing the rich.
Even if you tax every single person who makes over $200,000 at a 100% tax rate, and let's just assume that they actually continue to earn money if they're taxed 100%, you still couldn't pay for everything that they would like to do. What you really would have to do is raise taxes between 3 and 10-fold on middle-income households, and that's what we're creating for future Americans and younger ones by continuing to spend beyond our means.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.